Chapter 12, Fire with Fire. The four real keepers of the cauldron crawled closer to Jack and Annie, hissing and snorting blue fire.
"What do we do now?" whispered Annie.
"I don't know," said Jack. "We're trapped."
"I have an idea," whispered Annie. "Let's drink the water."
"What?" said Jack.
"It's the water of memory and imagination, right?" said Annie. "So maybe if we drink it, we can imagine a way to escape."
"That's crazy," said Jack.
The keepers crawled closer, snorting more blue flame and filling the air with their rotten stench.
"Okay, okay, let's try it," said Jack.
Annie took a sip from the silver cup, then handed it to Jack. His hands trembled as he held the cup to his lips and took a sip. The water tasted sweet, bitter, and spicy all at the same time. Jack gave the cup back to Annie.
"Now imagine we're saved," she said.
Jack closed his eyes. He tried to imagine being saved. He pictured the four keepers crawling back through their doorways.
"Okay, ready to fight?" said Annie.
Jack opened his eyes.
"What? Fight?"
Annie set the silver cup on the floor.
"Now,"
she said. Suddenly, Jack felt like he'd been hit by a bolt of lightning. His fears slipped away. He was filled with strength and fury. Without thinking, he lunged with Annie toward the wood fire under the cauldron. They each grabbed two long straight branches from the edge of the fire. They raised them high in the air. The branches blazed with purple fire like flaming swords.
"Ah!"
Jack and Annie shouted. The four keepers hissed louder than before. Great balls of blue fire exploded from their mouths and nostrils. Jack and Annie slashed the air with their fiery weapons, jabbing at the keepers. They fought fire with fire, blue flame with purple flame.
"Back! Back!"
they shouted. With each jab and shout, Jack felt stronger and braver. Waving their burning branches, he and Annie drove the keepers toward the walls. The keepers' blue flames grew weaker and weaker, as if they were running out of fuel. Finally, one by one, each keeper slunk back into the doorway from which it had come. When all the keepers had disappeared, Jack and Annie placed a burning branch in front of each of the four doorways to keep the monsters from coming back out. Then they brushed off their hands.
"Let's go,"
Annie said coolly. Jack nodded. Annie carefully picked up the silver cup of water from the cauldron. Then she and Jack squeezed through the narrow crack and strode through the bright crystal cave. They stepped out into the daylight. The glass key was still in the keyhole. Jack calmly locked the door behind them. He handed the key to Annie. Then Jack's knees gave way and he sank to the ground.